إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to that part of the story of Musa alayhi salam which is perhaps my favorite, which is the standoff or the face-off between Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully described this in the Quran in detail, of how Musa alayhi salam stood before the Fir'aun alone. Now you know, to be confident in your own space is easy, it is natural, because you know your surroundings, you know your space, you know where you are, you know the people you are speaking to, you have some relationship with them, and that relationship is generally positive. So to be confident in that situation is not difficult. To be confident in a place where you are a stranger, where you don't know the people and so on and so forth, that's a second level of difficulty. But to be confident in a place where you are alone and you know for certain that everyone in that place is not just, they're not just not in your favor, they are actually hostile to you. They are hostile to you, they have power, they can do what they want, they have the potential to harm you, and so forth. To be confident in that space, I mean, that is a true sign of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is no way that you can be confident in that situation unless you are relying on something which others cannot see. And that is the trust and the faith and the tawakkul in your heart. And this is so beautifully visible in the ayat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, where Musa alayhi salam stood before Fir'aun and he invited him. He said to Fir'aun that, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is Rabbul Alameen. And Fir'aun's response was, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ? What is this Rabbul Alameen? Musa alayhi salam says, Rabbi samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma in kuntum muqeen. Musa alayhi salam says, He is the Rabb, the creator, the sustainer of the heavens and the earth and everything else in between. Will you not be obedient? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this whole dialogue. So the Fir'aun's response to that is, he tells the people who are around him, he said, do you hear him? Do you hear this man? Meaning that, this man is crazy or what? He actually says that. He says, is he Majnoon later on? In this particular, he says, do you hear him? Now, Musa alayhi salam continues and says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Rabb and he is the Rabb of your forefathers. If you only have sense. In kuntum taqilun. He says, if you only have sense. Now the Fir'aun says, this man, he is mad, Majnoon. Musa alayhi salam again describes the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in these ayat, the thing to, which strikes me, which is a thing to for us to think about and learn from, is the whole methodology of da'wah. Musa alayhi salam is facing a hostile person. Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him there and said, present Islam. He is doing that. Obviously, he is not getting a positive response. But Musa alayhi salam does not get stuck in the conversation. He does not respond to the man in the way the man is talking. Musa alayhi salam is on his story, which is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the man says, Musa alayhi salam refuses to get provoked, he refuses to get irritated, he refuses to get angry, he refuses to react to what the man is saying. He continues with describing the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this shows us the power of this thing, because if you get stuck in that debate and if you start reacting, then the actual purpose gets lost, right? Then it becomes me versus you. You are not sent there for a me versus you. You are sent there to give a message. Now the message will get lost because you get stuck in this, you know, reaction cycle. Now Musa alayhi salam does not do that. He gives his message. And then Musa alayhi salam also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders him to show what the miracles that Allah has given him, which is the miracle of his staff and of his hand and so on. Now Musa alayhi salam shows that, and the Firaun then challenges and he tells his magicians and so on to say that this man is a magician, so therefore we have to show that our magic is superior. Now if you think about this, this is in a way similar to the challenge that Ibrahim alayhi salam had before Musa alayhi salam, where Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he built the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to call the Adhan, and Ibrahim alayhi salam said, who is there to hear? Who will come? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your job is to call the Adhan, I will send people, they will come. So also in the case of Musa alayhi salam, the job of the Nabi, the job of the Da'i is to present Islam to whoever comes to him. His job is not to go, looking for people, not to try to get people together, all of this. In the normal course of things, yes. Can you go to meet somebody? Of course, you can go to meet somebody. If there is some way of arranging something, that is fine. But to get yourself all hassled because, not enough people are coming and this and that, this is not your job. Your job is to present to who comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send who He wants. Now, in the case of Musa alayhi salam, this is so clear, because here was Musa alayhi salam, whose job was to present Islam not only to Firaun, but to all the people of Firaun. Now, how was Musa alayhi salam going to do that? How was he going to collect all the people and, present Islam to them and so on? Physically, it was probably not possible for him to do that because, we are looking at those times and so on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this to happen thanks to this entire dialogue with Firaun. Whereas Firaun challenged him, and Musa alayhi salam, the time was fixed, and Firaun said, we will have this competition on this day of our festival or whatever it was. So automatically, who made all the arrangements to bring the audience to listen to or to see what Musa alayhi salam has to offer? Firaun. Right? Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him to produce this whole audience. Now, if that didn't happen, how was Musa alayhi salam going to reach everyone in Egypt? I mean, this was not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Firaun, who was the enemy of Allah, to create the audience for Musa alayhi salam. So on that day, Allah knows how many thousand people there must have been, and so on and so forth. When Musa alayhi salam presented his deen, and when he presented his miracle, there were thousands of people who were watching. The second thing also in connection with the same story is the reaction of the magicians. Right? The Mufassirin have said there were thousands of them and so on. The actual number is unimportant. The point is that there were many of them, and if the number was that important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have mentioned the number in the Quran. So we don't have to worry about them. But obviously there were more than one, there were many of them. And as I have said before, magic was their strength. This was the power of the magicians of Egypt. They were famous all over the world in terms of their magic. Very, very powerful magic. They could do all kinds of things. So, these people were present there. All of them. And then, when Musa alayhi salam threw his staff, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that to cancel out and nullify the magic of the magicians. The magicians fell in sujood, right? They fell in sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they said, we believe in the Rabb of Musa and Harun. Now, it's very interesting to think about this and say that how is it that Firaun refused to accept this, although he saw this, the same miracle, whereas the magicians accepted it instantly. This is one of the things, one of the great miracles of the time and of all time, where an entire group of people, it's not just one person, a very large group of people instantly accepted Islam and stood completely and totally firm on Islam without hesitation. This is the other such group was the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ, who also accepted Islam, and once they accepted Islam, they were firm. They didn't change from that, no matter what happened. Because in the case of the magicians also, Firaun threatened them and he said, I will cut off your right hand, right arms and legs, and I will crucify you and so on. And they said, you do what you want. We are on this and we will not move. We will not change from this, no matter what you do or do not do. Now, if you think about that, you say, how is it? How did this happen? Why? What was so special about this? And my thinking is that what is special is that if you look at it, the people who truly appreciate an art or the people who truly appreciate a craft are the experts in that art or that craft. Right? If I look at a painting, for example, I mean, I might say, well, it looks nice. But technically, is it a good painting? You know, when I take, my photography is my hobby. So, when I take my photographs and so on, I bring them to Ismail. So, and Ismail will sit and I call them, he makes my photographs holy. He punches holes in them. He says, yeh kharab hai, yeh kharab hai. So, here is a photograph of mine which I think is very nice, and Ismail says, no, see, this is where the focus should have been. Focus should have been somewhere else. Now, I sit and do that because it improves my own photography. He is my sheikh, my ustad for photography. Because he is a technical expert in that. So, for me, it's a nice photograph. And anyone else says, oh, mashallah, very nice. But when the technical expert sees it, similarly, my friend in Malaysia, Shazli, also is a professional photographer. So, when he sees my photographs, he appreciates it. So, if Ismail or Shazli tell me, and alhamdulillah, some photographs they have said, is that this is a really good photograph, then I know that this is absolutely fantastic, because here is an expert giving an opinion to say, this one is really good. Whereas other people, you know, alhamdulillah, one appreciates any good thing that comes from anywhere. But point is, they are looking at it generally speaking, but the expert understands. So, in the case of Musa alayhi salam, these magicians, they were experts. So, the Firaun kept on saying this is magic, but the magicians knew that this is not magic. He said, we know magic. Now, if you see, if you compare this to Rasulullah ﷺ and the Nuzul of the Quran, who were the people who first accepted the Quran instantly were the linguists, were the poets. Hasan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, for example, one of the greatest poets of Arabia, when he came to Makkah, they said to him, they said, block your ears with wax. Do not listen to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he spins some magic with his words. So Hassan bin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying. He was reciting Quran. So Hassan bin Thabit radhiyallahu anhu decided. He said, you know, I am an expert, right? So language is my strength. What is it that he can say? Now, if he is, as these people claim, he is fooling people. Well, he can fool ordinary people. How can he fool me? I mean, he can't fool me. Right? I know language. If there is somebody who knows language, I know language. How can he fool me? But when he heard the Quran, he said, Wallahi, this is not from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not the kalam of any human being. No man can write this. This is surely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, he accepted Islam instantly. Who is accepting Islam? The one who is the expert in that kalam. So, with the magicians of Musa alayhi salam, they were experts. So, they said, this is not magic. We know magic. Nobody on the face of the planet knows magic better than we know magic. So, we can recognize what is magic and what is not magic. And this one is not magic. No way, this is not magic. This is Minal Aitar. And instantly, they accepted Islam. So, this is the beauty of the issue of da'wah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are true and if you have ikhlas and if you have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring those He wants to be heard, those He wants to hear from you, He will bring them to you. And your job is to present your message with complete integrity and with total sincerity and with tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalala. Not beyond this. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your job is to present clearly as you have been given. Not to do anything more than that, that's not your responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who changes the hearts. It is the job of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تَهْدِي مَنَا بَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ You cannot change the heart, or you cannot give hidayat to the people you love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give hidayat to whoever He likes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the sincerity of people to whom He gives hidayat. Where there is nifaq, where there is a problem in the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give hidayat. In the case of Fir'aun and so on, same thing. Fir'aun sees, he does not accept, but the magicians see and they accept, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whose sincerity is how much. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sincerity in our hearts and to enable us to do the work of Islam and the work of Dawah with sincerity and ikhlas and with tawakkul on Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.